City Power has started charging Johannesburg residents a 200 rand monthly fee from the beginning of this month. Spokesperson Isaac Mangena explains why prepaid customers are being charged.
City Power buys electricity from Kelvin and also Eskom. And it's put through from the power station, it is put through the transmission lines to our substations, and also from our substations through the transmission lines to the mini substations, the green boxes that are by the corner outside our houses and so forth. And from there it goes straight to the wall of our houses. So all of that needs money to basically move it from the power station, from the substation to the mini substations, then through the low voltage network to the wall of the house. So at the wall of the house, all of that is paid for by City Power. It's called capacity charges. It's also about maintenance, what we pay to basically make sure that we maintain the infrastructure so that electricity can get to the wall of the house. So that is basically what is happening currently with City Power and basically the work that we do. Now, the customer who is on prepaid is not paying for that. In the past, they were not paying for that. The only people that are paying for that are customers in postpaid, the conventional meters, who receive bills at the end of the month. So they will use electricity in the bill. There are service charges, there is capacity charges, and so forth that are expected to be paid. That is a bit unfair if you think about it, because it means there are customers category that are actually paying for electricity, for the service charges, for the transmission of electricity to the houses, but there are those that do not pay for it. So prepaid customers, they only pay for, if they buy electricity of 100 rands, they buy electricity of 100 rands in the past, then they'll get the unit of 100 rands. How electricity got to the wall, they don't pay for that. So they consume based on what they basically have purchased, and this is how it has always been. So the residential prepaid customers currently on the lowest tariff that do not even attract any form of basic charge. In other words, the residential prepaid customer does not adequately contribute to the fixed network operating cost, the cost attributed to repairing and maintaining the network, to ensure availability on demand, to ensure that it's there on the wall. They are not paying for that. Therefore, City Power has decided that during this tariff cycle, we will, over the next few years, gradually subject the prepaid customers to a more appropriate contribution to the cost of supplying the particular customer category with the introduction of a total basic charge of 200 rand. This, in essence, consists of a 70 rand service charge and also 100 rand network capacity charge before the consideration of VAT. The 200 rand is a monthly charge and can carry over to the next month should the customer purchase units that are less than 200 rand. The indigent prepaid customers will be placed on a tariff that does not attract service and capacity charges as a measure of trying to basically protect them, to cushion them from these pressures because of the economic climate and also because of their vulnerability. As such, the customer category will in this respect therefore continue to be subsidized by other customer category. The total basic charge of 200 rand will be recovered from the qualifying prepaid customers using the prepaid platform, which implies that when a customer purchases electricity, the 200 rand will be recovered upfront and other consumption related charges. However, should the customer at the beginning of the month purchase electricity for less than 400 rand, the payment will be split between covering the fixed charge and also charges for consumption of electricity to ensure that the customer gets some kilowatts hour with every purchase until the minimum purchase threshold of 400 rand is reached. It will, however, not be possible to accumulate 9 payment of the total basic charge beyond one calendar month. In other words, should a customer on the first day want to buy electricity for the first time in the month with, let's say, 300 rand, 40 rand will be set aside for VAT, and then the balance, which is 260 rands will be split 50-50 between covering the fixed charge, that is 130 rands will go to the fixed charge, and the remainder 130 rands will go towards kilowatt hours to ensure that the customer has got units to run their electricity. The residential low indigent prepaid tariff will be available to registered indigent customers. City Power encourages those customers who earn less than 6,000 monthly or have financial challenges or are unemployed to basically approach their nearest service delivery centers or the City Power Johannesburg Regional Work-in Centers to make arrangement and register for the expanded social package or ESP rebates. And then only those qualifying citizens in the city have access to free basic electricity. Only indigenous citizens will qualify for the free basic electricity, and the program is solely intended to assist them to get by in terms of the pressures around the service delivery that we basically give them. So we urge residents who are not working, the pensioners, the orphans, to go and register with the city so that we can be able to rebate them, or at least to cushion them against paying this 200 rand extra charge.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyogela.